USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation is soaring higher than economists predicted. The numbers out showing the consumer price index jumped to 8.5% last month. As far as everyday items that have gone up over the last year, gas is up 48%, electricity 11%, car and truck rentals up 23%, milk up 13%, eggs up 11%. The United States can't confirm reports that Russia may have deployed chemical weapons in the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol.
We had credible information that Russian forces may use a variety of riot control agents, including tear gas, mixed with chemical agents.
So says Secretary of State Antony Blinken, calling it an issue of great ongoing concern. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Police in New York City say 16 people are injured, 10 of those shot after an attack on the Brooklyn subway this morning. Former NYPD Commissioner Ray Kelly detailing the developing situation.
Right now, this could be just a one-off with a mentally disturbed person. Again, we don't know that, but we have to see. We don't have that much information, quite frankly. We do have ballistics information, apparently.
Police saying the event is not terror-related. The Biden administration is set to roll out a new program for Ukrainian refugees. This comes as President Biden committed to accepting up to 100,000 refugees as the Russian invasion goes on in the Eastern European country. The new program could start as soon as next week and is expected to help those interested in coming to the United States and allow them to stay here for a temporary period of time. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Investigations into President Joe Biden's son Hunter Biden's business dealings overseas are heating up after the Washington Post and New York Times confirmed the authenticity of emails reported by the New York Post back in 2020. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley has some thoughts for those who dismissed his probe into the Biden family.
I don't like people disparaging my reputation as a good investigator in the Senate of the United States because I do a thorough job.
The Bidens continue to deny any wrongdoing by Hunter Biden. New York's lieutenant governor is in hot water.
New York Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin was arrested Tuesday in a federal corruption investigation. The U.S. Attorney's Office said Benjamin was arrested on charges of bribery, honest service wire fraud, and falsification of records. Benjamin, a former state senator from Harlem, had joined the administration of Governor Kathy Hochul, the Democrat from New York, in September. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
An attorney for one of the victims in the deadly collapse of an Illinois Amazon facility says engineers found structural issues with the building. An EF3 tornado hit the distribution center in Edwardsville in December last year, killing 26-year-old Austin McEwen. His family filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Amazon earlier this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.